This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Chat where Gary Rowett posted where he was on a beach somewhere talking about his run in the sun. And it was after Millwall had been beaten and I think Joe Edwards had been sacked. And he had a couple of comments on Sky. And look, have nothing. Gary Rowett's a nice enough bloke. I don't have any issues with him on a personal level, but he made some digs about the club. He was reveling in the fact that we were struggling on a couple of games on Sky. Well, you reap what you sow, because now you've got a relegation on your CV, and Birmingham with their Tom Brady and their superstar £1 million, you know, stadium and all this, that, and the other. Well, you can enjoy it in League One.
It was brilliant, though, that Rowett goes down. And Joe Edwards scores from Plymouth.
Yeah, I saw that. I know, obviously, it's not the Joe Edwards, but it's just ironic, isn't it? That
a player could... Oh, Craig's just said it as well, look.
Yeah, that Joe Edwards scored for Plymouth. But, look, I tweeted the other day, anyone that follows me, I said, I can picture in my head the goal that Stern John scored at the Den that stopped us getting to the playoff final, and we would have beat Norwich. I'm convinced would have beat Norwich that year. Stern John, I picture it. So all those years ago, we've finally a little bit of justice. Yeah, they're gone. Get rid of them.
And the right as well. So yeah. Joseph says Swansea old Bill will bang out of order. That's the Welsh old Bill for you. Dave Clark thought we were excellent second half. Should we talk about Swansea? Anyone want to talk about Swansea tomorrow, yesterday? I mean, I don't know. We started talking and then we went. So the way Birmingham treated Rowett, I'm surprised he went back.
I was quite surprised, mate, as well.
Probably,
but he wanted closer to wages, home.
Probably the wages helped as well. Do you know what I mean?
The wages and the fact that it's closer to home. That's what he wanted. That's what he always wanted. It was always about his family. And I can understand the family side of things, but... But yeah, he, you know, couldn't happen to a nicer club, and Rowett has got a clean sheet. A relegation on his CV.
My German Shepherd is dreaming, and she's laying in front of the door asleep, and she's like, as if she's running, and she just keeps like, but she's fast asleep. I know she's looking at me now, as if to say, "You can't." Stop talking about me.
On the subject of talking about the keeper and talking about Swansea yesterday, John just texted me to say 12 clean sheets in 32. That's what I'm saying. His percentage of clean sheets is very, very high. However, the penalty yesterday, I think it was a nice, a comfortable height for Sarkic, but you've still got to save them. However, I did have a look. Millwall have given away the most penalties in the Championship this season, believe it or not. So we've conceded the most across the division. 6 of them have been scored against us. 2 have been missed. Obviously, referenced earlier that Sarkic should save both of them. Something that we're going to have to, I think, have a look at next season. You can't be at the top for conceding too many penalties. You know, you can't keep making mistakes in your own box and relying on your goalkeeper. Yesterday, Sarkic bailed them out in a game that didn't really mean anything, but you might get to a game next season that means an awful lot. And if you're giving away too many penalties, you know, that needs to be tightened up. And what Jake Cooper was doing for the tackle, I have no idea.
I've got no idea. Do you reckon Joe was on the phone to Casper's dad?
Absolutely.
I reckon Joe can speak Flemish now.
Well, he does something to get around all the dads, doesn't he?
No comment.
No, I was pleased for Kasper. It was a good goal. He took it really, really well.
Wipe your lip, Joe.
He took it really, really well, right in front of the Millwall supporters as well, which was excellent for them. Really good celebrations. I think Kasper would probably be someone that I don't know if you saw his Millwall TV interview after with Sarkic, and I'm sure some of the guys in the chat will. He was asked a question about his first season in English football and his first season being a Millwall player. And the look on his face, you could tell he didn't really want to answer the question because he's been frustrated. He's not played enough. He's had injuries. And he was honest. And he said that there's a lot more to come. I think I'm the one that does think he's a better player than what we've seen so far this season. And hopefully this will see him kickstart. But really, really pleased to see him.
There's another comment. There's a lot of Millwall supporters that think Gary Rowett was a good manager. He wasn't. They'd been sacked a long time ago. I think he should have been. I mean, I was told by someone the last couple of weeks who will remain completely nameless, but I was told that allegedly he's a prick of the highest degree. But you know, not my words, but yeah, because obviously I have invited you to do a show with us, Gary, and you said you couldn't do it at the moment due to legal complications, but obviously. You're a Birmingham manager now, so more than free to come on. Bring your mate with you, but do be warned that we will ask some difficult questions, maybe.
There's a couple of comments from Dan Riggs and London Lion, and I know they're joking, but this is something I was going to mention as well. Dan Riggs, from next season, can we have a swear box every time that Gary's name is said, pound a time and all that?
I won't be mentioning his fucking name anymore, no. Mate.
Well, this is what I was getting to.
And so, I'm allowed to mention London it this Lion. Season because we've had four managers. Birmingham's had four managers too. It's just that our fourth manager kept us up. Their fourth manager, our first manager, fucking took them down. So, hey-ho!
It's 10 quid if you mention Joe Edwards, according to London Lion. But from the end of this season, well, we've got to come away.
London Lion, that's a next season. Next season, okay.
But we've got to stop with the Gary Rowett. Stop with the Gary Rowett, Joe Edwards talk. This season, we've had four. You're right. We've had four managers. It's important to have the comparison and talk about it. But as a club, we've got to move on from it. And next season, it's Neil Harris. He's going to be in charge. And just we've got to move forward. This season's done now. It's been up and down. It's been it's been a really strange year. But we can't keep talking about Gary Rowett anymore. He's taken Birmingham down.
Birmingham said they won't keep him. But he's only there as a temporary, isn't he? He's fucking screwed Tony Mowbray.
It's Tony Mowbray, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, good luck, Tony. You're in League One now.
Yeah, Tony's got health issues and Birmingham bringing someone that to be fair, Birmingham should have brought in Neil Warnock, really. They would have probably survived, you know what I mean? But hey ho. Hopefully this nice end to the season is a bookend to the worst 12 months this club has had in a while. Blackburn, yeah. JB, Rowett, Edwards. We can now move on from it all. I'm optimistic now under Neil. So am I.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. This year it's done. We've got over it. We're now full steam ahead for the summer transfer window and what next season brings.
Is that what they call it in Belgium, is it, Tony? Thanks for that. I didn't know the word in Flemish, but I understand now. Thanks, mate. So, yeah. A monkey, if someone says Gary steadied the ship after Harry's left.
We'll have to write all these quotes down over the summer. And if anybody says anything on there, there's got to be some kind of forfeit or something.
Just while we're here, quickly before we move on, because we will move on. We've got some other points and we just seem to be going into a chat show at a minute. But yeah, next Friday, next Friday, we're going to do the end of season awards and we're going to basically tell you what the categories are. And hopefully between now and then, we'll be able to work out some form of how you can vote. And then on the Friday, you will then make sure to vote. or the Thursday we're putting out maybe, then make sure that you all get an opportunity to vote for your players. And we'll open the categories, tell you who we believe are in there, then you vote for them. And then on the Sunday night live, we will do basically like the Oscars. We will announce the categories and the winners. So, yeah. So if look out Friday, look out Sunday, and that will be our end of show. And it'll be your turn to be able to really make your votes counted. So, you know, they won't be, you know, like best player of the year and all that. We'll have biggest fucking wanker of the year or, you know, things like that. So there'll be our usual style of different categories. And then, yeah, we'll go. So that'll be next Friday. And then next Sunday will be the results show where you will get your chance to see who you voted for and whether or not they won.
Much like the Oscars, where everyone wants, it's best picture, isn't it? Everyone wants to win best picture and best actor. For the That Millwall Podcast Awards, it'll be the Plymouth Away Award that we think that Dan Sexton is likely to win. But, you know, that could change with the voting this week. But yeah, we'll sort all that
and
out.
We'll have, the week. You know, we'll also have your best presenter for the season or your best newcomer. Because there's a couple, because Dan's come this season, isn't he? Dan's come this season and Jay's come this season.
Dan the end of last year? I think Dan was the end of last year because he did a Who Are You with me. I think Dan was the end of last year. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Anyone that mentions Gary, just for the benefit of those listening on a podcast, because we are conscious that you don't see the comments. Anyone that mentioned, what was that? Sorry, can you put that back up on the screen?
It says anyone who mentions Gary Rowett has to wear Stephen's kids West Ham United shirt.
Mickey's kids West Ham.
They're not United West Ham, shirt. By the way. They're Millwall, but yeah, there was a Floydian slip the
mate,
other day.
So, you
yeah.
said it. You said did, it, and everyone's picked up on it, and you can't get away with it.
Can I just say, right, I could have edited that out quite happily, but I didn't. And that's just, you know, it was a. If you listen to the whole state conversation, it was basically obvious that I meant to say Millwall, but it said there for whatever reason, and it went. So, yeah. Can we vote for best presenter? Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
But obviously, Chaps has his own show. So the only other person who's been on Chaps' show is Joe. So there'll be one for them and then us. So,
we're going to have an end of season awards for the best presenter of Chat with Chaps, and it's Chaps that does every single one of them.
Who are you?
Oh, I've tied that one up there, didn't I?
No, every best presenter across the lot, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
any news on main sponsor? No, not the club. I've got no idea. I really don't have any idea. There was loads of rumour going around that the people who suddenly appeared on the end of season dinner that, oh, are they it? But if you look into them, I don't know if they've got the financial clout to be putting £500,000 a year into the club, but I'll be waiting to see. Any idea, any news on the training ground? All I know is that it's in Kent. But other than that, yeah. Alan Campbell has to be the signing of the season, doesn't he? It's been fantastic.
World Book Day. Something to do with World Book Day. Oh dear, what we'll do with that, with the awards, we'll get them out early enough so we can.
Will Chaps be wearing his Prada tie? That is a question. As long as Mickey or Stephen don't open the envelope and give it out the wrong player award, no fuck ups now, lad. No, that would be thingy. And we might even wear a suit for next week, a shirt and tie for next week, okay, just to make it all, you know, glamour and bit of glamour and blitz.
Class to the proceedings.
No, let's see. And maybe we should, maybe I'll get these done. Look, we can get these. That's what we should you can have those done for
Best, and then the name.
Best player. Yeah, best player.
The name. Yeah.
That's it. Will the voting go, fuck off? There we go. I'm voting Joe Edwards as our worst manager ever. His fan club can stick that in their pipe and smoke it. LeBlanc says, will we be voting? Will the voting go for Uncle Fester or Clarence Shorts?
We're going to end up next week. The next Sunday's show is going to end up being about 4 hours long because we're going to have about pretty 50 awards that come out of this.
I think I with you, Richard, that is who my money's on. That's
for the benefit of the people listening on the podcast. It's Wiggins, the Wiggins group.
Yeah. That would be mine. Yes, that is in there, 100%. Dan, but not on us, on you lot. So the ones of you who we know, then maybe we need to decide your lookalike is, as you've been so mean to us all season. So. If Jay's on, Jay will be on probably because he's back. So yeah, that'll be a 7 hour show.
So what's hold on a minute. What do we get? Oh, sorry, I've jumped ahead of you. Go on.
As long as Stephen wears his shorts.
And now so shirt and tie and shorts. That's the mantra for next the awards. Yeah. All right.
Will we be doing? What is it? What do you get in between the awards being dished out? Will some of you be singing or doing any musical numbers?
Mickey's going to be singing our new theme song that he apparently recorded himself. So you'll get that rendition. But now we'll think of something. You know, we'll have with the categories, we'll be able to talk about them. And what we'll do, we'll put together some options so we can talk about each of the options and then name the winner. So there'll be stuff to talk about in between each of them.
Yeah, that's it. I think we should look at what you call it. We should get some little trophies made up for the players, you know what I mean? And then find them, give them to Dan Riggs to go present and then record. That'd be that there. That, yeah, we'd have to find someone who can, you know, can't accept it. So yeah, that'd be great. If Jay wins, his acceptance speech will be 7 hours. The presenters should do the balloon dance. Yeah, you're on your own there, mate. Stephen probably doesn't really understand what the balloon dance is.
No.
Yeah, Googly.
I'm not doing it, but...
Googly. I can't think who it was. Was it Morecambe and Wise? I think it was Morecambe and Wise, actually. I'm not 100%. I can't remember who done it now. But yeah, earplugs, ready then. Yeah, I'm not seeing. Fair play, Mickey. He said it and owned it, slip of the tongue, but funny. Yeah, it was. But if you listen to the whole conversation, I said the West Ham fan was proper pissed. And if my kids were wearing West Ham shirts, he wouldn't be pissed, would he? So yeah. Endurance award goes to Stephen for driving to Huddersfield. I think Omar might get a prize, you know, because I think he's been to the most home and away games this season, hasn't he?
I think he's just topped me, I think, which is a shame. But yeah, I think he going to a couple of the last couple that I never was able to, I think he done me there.
Rest kebab, chili sauce and salad.
Oh dear.
Get Ben in a yellow leather jacket. In a white vest doing radio.
Oh, that's brilliant. I don't think you did the show. Someone said that Ben looked like Freddie Mercury, and it just went on and on and on. That was so good. Oh dear. But no, we'll see if we can get a few of us on next week to do it. Like it'd be cool to try and get a few of us on. We'll do our best, guys, to make it.
Oh, Big E, don't miss a trick, does he? Big E says, for giving the idea for that Millwall podcast show in the season award.
Can I have enough?
Yeah, I don't know if you did, to be fair, because we've been talking about it for a little while, but we'll let you have that one. Can he have a non-payment sponsor for the event? Was it
Hood Soldier?
Yeah. If you want anything with it, Big E, put your clothing brand in the chat if you want. Put the website in the chat, mate. Big E.
Will they block it, though?
No.
Will they block it? Or
I don't think so. If they do, if it does block it, then just send it to me by WhatsApp and I can post it in there. So that's fine. Ben, Captain Scarlet, can we have an award for the nearest number guess on how many times Joe has dropped he knows Casper Dad? Closest guess gets a prize. As long as you don't.
If that person can go through every one of our videos this year and see how many times that Joe's mentioned it, then yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. So yeah, bit of a random one. After watching the Swansea highlights with my son, he asked why no one likes us, as he doesn't understand why we are hated. I gave a child-friendly answer, but what would you say?
If we're going child friendly, I would say that we are one of the only remaining old school football clubs, and the establishment don't like it. Personally.
Do you know why we're saying
that's
it started in the '70s when we were being hounded by the government, media, and everyone else, and then they started singing "No one likes us, we don't care" as a stand up to the establishment. And that's what it was. So it was more to do with the '70s and the '80s stuff. So yeah. So that's where it come from. Same with the monk chant. I call it the monk chant, you call it the monk chant. But I was having an argument with someone on YouTube the other day who was making comments, who was going, "It's called the war chant." And I'm going, "It fucking ain't called the war chant. It's called the war chant." I said, "It's called the monk chant." And it's simple as that. It's that. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's that horrible, horrible noise what just pisses everyone off. So yeah, it's all good. So yeah, won't Stephen get the most miles to the gallon driving award?
Possibly.
Mickey to win best hair award.
It sounds a really good idea, but when you realise just some of the stuff that's going to come through with this, you think, oh, God, what are we doing?
Mickey, Phil Mitchell. Forget balloon dance. You two could do Stavros Flatley and Son. Do you know I did Stavros Flatley? I done that dance with him. We went...
Opening your stuff out, mate.
No, we did. We went to... Where did we go? I think we went to Pontins or somewhere with the kids a couple of years ago. And... my kids, when they were little, would always try and get me up on stage to do something. And, yeah, got me picked up and I fucking ended up doing the dance with them. So, yeah, that was some...
Guys in the chat, just I'm just going to put this out there that just to make sure that I've got... Hold on. Whoa.
That is a prize.
We're currently showing at 2.72... Okay, subscribers, Mickey might be able to give me an exact figure on that. And on this current video, we have 66 likes. If we can get this, if we can get that, the likes up to say
100,
I was going to give you a bit more. I was going to go 120. We will get Mickey to recreate that video of him doing this Stavros.
No, we fucking won't.
If that gets up to 120 likes, we will be on at Mickey to reach.
And I still won't be doing it. Oh, mate, that's what we should do as well. We should get Joe's phone and look on and see who's best dad he knows. Who's the most famous dad he knows?
Oh, dear.
Just like to add, you've been brilliant giving up your time to present a half-decent show. Well done. And on the note, why not wear the Teletubbies outfits? Okay.
Just to clarify that.
Your name and make it German version.
Since the offer of the you recreating the video, we did get 4 likes off the back of that. So, you know, the people want to see it, mate.
It's going up. The likes are going up. We're on 72 now. If you're watching on Twitter and you want to vote for a completely pointless reason of just liking this show on YouTube, do so, because I am not doing this dance. You've got more chance of seeing Stephen than you have me doing that dance. I like that comment. Andrew Roberts says, I would say no one likes the sun because we're the best.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the PG. That's the most PG version you're going to get, I think.
Yeah. It was only a wee while ago that I realised that no one likes us. Is to the tune of Rod Stewart's We Are Sailing. Yeah, originally, yeah. We are still hounded by the government establishment and the FA. Yes. Evening, I like that. Evening, lads, listening from... Oops, he's been grabbed. We're never going to know.
I'm sure Daniel, he commented a few times through the... Is he another one from New Zealand or America? I don't know.
Oh, he says, evening, lads, listening from the start of the show, not from anywhere. It was just from the start of the show. Look, there you go. So, yeah. Yeah, that was it. Yep. Started around the time of the Panorama programme. So, yeah.
Here's a quick question for you, right? In all competitions, right? And this is for the chat, and don't Google it and cheat. Try, give a legitimate answer, because it's boring if you just cheat.
Hey, look, at least our listeners can see. Look, see? Stephen is throwing Mickey under the bus. Don't worry.
How many times have you thrown me under the bus? It's about time that you cop a little bit of it. I get it every week, mate.
It is not a problem. Hasbullah, you do what you need to do.
There we go. There it is. The old classic. Now it is.
Now watch the comments.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there you go. If we get to 150 likes, will Stephen give us a fashion show wearing all of his different colour shorts he's worn this season?
I tell you what, I would agree to that if Mickey agrees to recreate the dance video. Can't say fairer than that. But anyway, back to my quiz question. And guys in the chat, feel free to answer this. In all competitions this year, how many players do you think have scored a goal for us, not including own goals? How many of our players have scored at least one goal? Give the chat. If you want to give an answer, chat, have 2 minutes before we tell you what it is.
Good evening, Hannah Lucy. And we'll see you next season.
That's better than Arthur.
Yeah.
There's got to be an Arthur Award as well. There has to be an Arthur Award.
Arthur was probably the best fan when he's the Leeds fan to come on and for you, mate. So,
So, Mickey, how many players?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
In all competitions, so the cup, well, we didn't score against Reading, but we played in the FA Cup. How many different goal scorers have we had this year?
Yeah, I'd say probably eight or nine.
There's a few guesses. We'll give it another minute or so, and I will. I'll let you know. I've got it on my screen as well. London Lion, the in-betweeners fashion show springs to mind. That's so funny. It's unbelievable. She's still there, the Leeds fan. You will do. We're hopeless in the playoffs. Look, I don't know.
I don't want to remind you too much. No. But it was Jimmy Abdul that made you cancel all your hotels.
We'll give her the benefit of the doubt. You know, she's not an Arthur, so
no, she's not. And we're going to be nice to her, but we can't. You know, we will continue. But yeah, it's a shame. So, I don't have that video anymore.
So I'm going to go back to, so we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 guesses. Mickey, you said 9, didn't you? Players that have scored for us this season. Yeah, I saw that comment and I just...
Just for you listening on a podcast, Andrew Roberts has sent in a message to Stephen which said, I keep seeing now Stephen in his shorts recreating that Alan Partridge pole dancing sequence in I Am Alan Partridge.
No. So Archie's put the last guess in. I'm going to say none of you are correct. This season, we've actually had 17 different goal scorers. Can you believe that? 17. But that's part of the problem because we don't have a natural goal scorer that can get us the goals that the better clubs have. But yeah, 17 different goal scorers.
She looks like she's got a sense of humour as well, which means that she's probably not born in Leeds.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's see. So yeah, where are we, Riffy? Well, thanks very much for listening. If you've not already subscribed and liked, then please press those buttons while you're here, and you'll see that we're probably better than most of the lead shows that are out there. Because we
on the subject of.
On the subject, an hour and 20 in, by the way.
I know, and we haven't really spoke much about the game yesterday. But there's not a lot to say. Casper scored. Matty saved a penalty.
Good luck for Casper. Casper needed that goal, though, didn't he? Do you know what I mean? It was. Great
I think so. Yeah, I think so. He took it well, and hopefully now he'll get a run of games next season. On the subject of other clubs in the Championship, Leeds, Southampton, West Brom and Norwich are the four teams in the playoffs. Who do you think will win the playoffs this season, Mickey?
I think Norwich.
Unfortunately, because of my mate who's a big Norwich fan, I actually think they're the favourites. They're in the better. I know they lost against Birmingham, but they're in better form than the others, and I can see them beating Leeds.
I was right. You see. I'm not from Leeds. See, I told you she went from Leeds. Right, put in the comments, everyone. You've got, who is it? You've got Leeds, Norwich,
Southampton,
and
West Brom.
And West Brom. Who do you think is gonna make the playoffs? Because don't forget, the first game is going to be Leeds versus Norwich, isn't it?
Yeah, and also that it's going to be at Carrow Road, and their Norwich's home form this season has been absolutely superb. That it's not easy for Leeds. It's really not easy for Leeds, and as much as it pains me to say it, I think Norwich will. I think they'll do well.
Question for you is this: right, all season, Leeds have been living on the we're getting promoted. How hard is it as a player to suddenly go from we're going to be promoted to shit, we're in the playoffs now? Mentally, it's got to be so hard.
I think so.
West Brom for Jed.
I think Leeds possibly have, towards the end of the season, or after that QPR result, I think that they've realised now that they've missed that big chance to get promoted, and the playoffs has never usually really been kind to them. I think it's difficult. There hasn't been either. You know, usually you get a team that wins like 5 or 6 games and just sneak in. Norwich and West Brom have been in the playoffs for like the last 2 months. So that's not really happened. Southampton are so hit and miss. It's unbelievable. It's such an open race for promotion. I'm going to go out and say, I think the playoff final will be Norwich v Southampton.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think that as well.
And I think, for the fact that I'd make my mate's life a misery for a while, I'd want Southampton to do it. But I think Norwich will do it. I really do think they'll do it. They need to do it. They've got financial problems. I mean, a lot of clubs have financial problems. But yeah, I think Norwich are going to be the team to do it.
Old Steve Lloyd makes a good point there. Not many teams finishing third win the playoffs.
No, we actually broke that trend. We were one of the it was about a real long spell when we finished third, and we beat Swindon under Kenny Jackett in the playoff final. That was the first time a team from third had been promoted by the playoffs for a long time in League One, and I think the Championship's the same as well. So very tricky, very, very tricky. Could be another trip to Elland Road next year for us.
West Brom, Archie says, West Brom, it would be funny to watch to see Leeds completely capitulate and the man child Ryan Martin to have another meltdown tantrum.
Alex has put up a comment there. Do loans carry over into the playoffs? I believe there's a pre-agreement with all clubs that if they make the playoffs in that specific season, that the loan will be extended. So anybody that's on loan at those clubs will still get to play for them, because there was a thing, wasn't there? The rule changed, because when we had Jed Wallace on loan, there was talk that he wasn't going to be able to play in the final. So now it is put into contracts now that they are.
Romney finished third, by the way.
They did, but their playoffs are different, aren't they? Because only one team gets promoted, and then like the second team gets a bye through. It's in the National League, it's nuts. Their rules in the playoffs are absolutely nuts.
I'm not sure how many teams finish third. Not winning the playoffs is a myth. Saints manager wouldn't shake Sharkey's hand, so everyone needs to stop being so obsessed with us. You lot seem to be so obsessed with us, to be fair. It's not us, are you? But listen, we just like having teams to laugh at. And Leeds and Birmingham. Oh, so, yeah. Oh, God, Steve Bevan now. Tearing, man. Lead under too much pressure. So, just remember, keep your comments pleasant. It's not Arthur, so we don't have to abuse him. Right, we did have an agenda for tonight. We did put that out on Bunches, and I did put it on Bunches for people, and we will do that every week. So if you're not really on there, then do join. Right, we've done yesterday's game. Two bits we haven't done yet. We've done briefly about Webster gets Bromley promoted. We've done that, and that's done. We've done the second best team in the league, only beaten by Ipswich. We've done that. Let's all laugh at Rowett and Birmingham. Ha 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 ha. We've done it again, so we keep doing it. But Alex Mitchell, is he coming back or is he not? Do you think he's going to stay at Lincoln or go elsewhere, or do you think he is coming back? Get your comment in. Do you reckon will he stay or will he go? Put in either stay or will he go. Oh, come on, we're on 78 likes. Can we not hit 100? Please keep pressing. Come on.
I'll answer that in two parts. Do I think Alex Mitchell should be a Millwall player next?
Fucking next. Sorry, Jonathan. That is a bit harsh. Oh,
God.
That's really harsh, mate. If you're listening on a podcast,
move on.
You're gonna have to watch it on the thingy, mate. On the what you call it. So yeah, that's a bit harsh. But she does call you a nice fella, so
Alex Mitchell, do I think he should be at the club next season? Yes, I think he 100% deserves an opportunity. Do I think he will be? I actually think he's reached a point in his career where he's fed up of being loaned out here, there and everywhere. He's played in at 4 or 5 different clubs. And I think he's either got to say to the club, and sometimes it's on the player as well, am I going to play at this football club? And if it's a no, right, sell him to someone that wants him. If it's a yes, right, then he's going to be in the first team. But I think he's going to be sold. And I'd be amazed if I think Lincoln, he's going to go back there. He loves it there. They love him. So I can't see him staying personally. You, Mickey?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the comments. I think I sort of agree with sort of Dan to a degree. I think he's probably a centre-back because he's a big lump. I think he's probably made there. But I think, you know, if we don't give him a chance now, he's had, what, four loans out. And if we don't give him the chance, then I think he's totally within his rights to go, I'm off, you know, I want regular football and I don't want to be much about, which, you know, I think is fair enough. So, yeah, I mean, grass, what's that? Daily Mill has just put, no, grass is greener. Look at Tapalov, Matt Smith, and I was, oh, I see, he's probably talking about something else about turnaround. So, yeah, I think I would probably keep him and give him an opportunity, but it's whether or not he's going to get regular football. Will he get regular football? Maybe if we don't sign Tanganga, but I don't know.
We're gonna have to sign a centre half because Tanganga's gonna go back. If Mitchell's gonna leave, then they're gonna have to buy a centre back. It literally is just a case of have the discussion. Is he gonna play? Yes, right, he's in the first team. If he's not gonna play, sack him off.
Yeah, I agree. Sell him and see what you can get for him. And sell him with a clause, you know, give him with an add-on clause.
And, all that. And I said it on Friday, and, it's financial fair play. Alex Mitchell is a product of our academy. If we make any money on him, regardless of whether it's a big fee or not, it will help balance the books. It will look better favourably with financial fair play. So if you're going to sell him, just do it now and get it done, to be honest.
That's not nice, Dan Riggs. And I can ban you, Dan Riggs. Remember that. Do you know what I mean? Have you seen, for those of the podcast, is Hannah's Mickey's burner with him wearing one of his rigs by any chance? Thanks for that, mate. Dan Riggs, yeah. Thanks for that, mate. So, yeah. I'll let you make that comment, mate.
To be clear, sack him off. Just to be clear. Richard Gardner there, though.
We obviously know what that comment was about.
I think Millwall will make a mistake letting him go. It could well be. Players, it doesn't always work out here, move on. I'm not saying he's going to fall into the Eze, being sold for big money. But clearly, he's earned his stripes working up the chain. He's played in Scotland. He's played in the National League, League Two, League One. And he's been very, very good. So how do you know if a player is good enough if you don't give him a chance? But it's also on the player. The player may have just gone, do you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I want to find a permanent home. And that's just how it is. But we'll see. We'll see.
That's it. So the other one then is pre-season games. It's a very strong rumour that we're going to Spain for pre-season, which will probably be to Brian Horn's place. So what teams would you like us to see? Who would you like us to play against?
I don't want us to say... I'll
I don't think we'll have Gillingham.
Gillingham, Dartford, Bromley. We always get the same old... Colchester's another one. Local,
if we get Portsmouth.
With the supporters and stuff, I'm not sure, but I actually think, and I know we've done this for a long time now because we've always had this very similar friendlies. I don't think we played teams that are good enough in terms of getting our players ready to play in the Championship level. We just don't seem to be able to get those friendlies. I know there's cost. I know there's policing and other stuff that goes into it, but I just, the standard's got to be better. That it's got to be. I'll tell you one club I think's nailed on that we are going to play. I reckon there'll be something in the pipeline to play Cambridge. The deal that was made for Harris, to get Harris as manager, I reckon they'll be one of the teams. But again, I don't necessarily agree with that. I'm not, someone's put in there Real Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia, and Atletico Madrid would be nice out in Spain, but. Go and try and get some of the Europe. You know, we got Fortuna Sittard. We had Hammarby as well. Try and get some other teams like that that are going to be over, that will be looking for friendlies anyway, and try to play that different level of football.
So do you reckon then, as Craig says, we get Bromley, Welling and Sun?
Again...
Who do you reckon we're going to play in Spain? Do you reckon that... Well, that would be... I don't know. That would be... Well, we were meant to play Oxford last year, but we didn't.
We've had links with... we played Real Vallecano, didn't we? It was a testimonial. We played them previously as well. So maybe them again. But it would just be nice to face a decent calibre of opposition. They always do like... They play like Palace behind closed doors, didn't they? And you get those kind of games. Or Arsenal, they've done a couple of times. But it'd be nice to have a couple of decent friendlies to get to. But it's not going to happen. We're going to get the same old, I think. And
Look, we're playing the Millwall podcast Select 11. Or Stephen Bevans has come up with a better one. It's a Joe Edwards All-Star 11.
Oh, dear. And someone put a comment in there as well that Wrexham.
Playing in the USA.
They've got, yeah, I get that, but it's their owners. I'm not being funny. They want to build like a 55,000 seater stadium, and it's all because of the owners. No other club in the football league will get anything quite like what they do.
Could they go up this season? Season, could they go up and do? And also,
they really could.
Because also reading that, was it you sent that stat or that stat what appeared earlier that. Ipswich going up, and it should, in theory, if it follows the route, whatever, there's a strong chance Pompey could be next.
Make
the Prem.
The thing is, with Wrexham, with them, they have the financial backing, they have the support, they've got sponsors on board, they've got that.
Yeah, but they've got to follow. The problem is, now they're getting higher up, they have to stick to the FFP and lower leagues and whatnot. It's easy to throw money at the club, but now you've got to start behaving, and it don't matter.
Oh yeah,
but it's all about revenue and this, that, and the other. So to me, I think they're gonna have to end up coming in with the rest of them. So yeah, I mean,
how much money do you reckon they get off of Disney though? How much money do you reckon they get off Disney?
It doesn't matter though. FFP isn't about the sponsorship coming in. It's about
revenue. Yeah, but surely revenue count or any income that the clubs receive.
I don't know. I don't know how that Disney option would count. I don't know. I mean, again, I'm looking to hopefully get what's his name on. So, Kieran on. And that would be a good question to ask him. So, LLB, who's LLB?
The Lion Blue, they're having a conversation between each other.
Oh, okay.
They're fed up with us now.
They ain't got 11 presenters. Best is five aside.
If someone said that Millwall podcast's 11. I think the commercial side of Wrexham, as Craig put in there, the commercial side of the club is exceptional for their level. It is, but it's because of their owners. Their owners are driving that. And why wouldn't they? Any football club would be in their position if they could. Mm-hmm. I agree that the financial fair play does come into it, but that must factor in. That's why. I mean, some of the their sponsors are way above the level of League Two and stuff. So, I think there's a real good chance. I think they're getting to the point where I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park and go straight for, automatics. But they will. I think they will get as high as the sky's the limit. Whether they'll make the Premier League, within the next 5-10 years will remain to be seen. But their story is going. I don't necessarily like the fact that a football club's been turned into a circus with Disney and getting all these celebrities. But look, if they make it, they make it, and so be it. And I also, Dan Riggs, I wouldn't take that Paul Mullin. He will be found out sooner rather than later. Very good in the National League, very good in League Two. But let's just see how he gets on this year. And there's already talk that they want Jamie Vardy.
Oh, mate, someone put on there that it is Jamie Vardy to Wrexham. Do you know what? If he scores 30 goals this season, mate. You're going to look very fucking... That comment's going to come back and bite you on the arse, isn't it?
What, about Mullen?
Yeah.
I just... he's going to get to a point where he's not going to score the amount of... It's going to happen. It will. I don't think he'll be as successful as he's been over the last two seasons, personally.
But yeah.
We'll see.
LeBlanc, Lallyne, Blair and Mark are still having conversation. What are you talking about? Leeds are respectfully agree. Clip it, yeah.
Tony, what I'm saying... Sorry, just to respond. What I'm saying with that in the National League, they had an agreement that Phil Parkinson would have like a camera on his shirt so they could for the documentary that went on Disney and stuff like that. That's not football. When they got into the Football League, it had to change. There had to be other rules and regulations. They still get an insight, but that kind of stuff, you know, documentaries in football are coming the norm and stuff like that. And I just think it turns into a little bit of a media circus personally. But again, that's just
Dan Riggs reckons Mullin's going to get 20 goals next season.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
So if he gets 19 or below, then Dan Riggs has got to do a forfeit. And if he gets 21 or above, you've got to do a forfeit.
I tell you what, we'll me and Dan will sort that out, and then on the next week's lives, we'll put something in place for that if Dan agrees to it.
There we go. Right, we're pretty much done, I think. We've been going an hour and 40 minutes, longer than what we thought. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for all your support this season. But don't stop watching us yet. We are back next weekend with the end of season awards. As such, we'll have to figure out what's what on them, and we'll put some stuff out on socials and that sort of stuff in the week. If you're not already following us, then follow us on Bunches. And why not? I don't think we've got... There was a link in last week's show. I put a link in the description once it's finished. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Stephen, you got anything you want to say?
No, just... we've said it last couple of shows. You know, the support that we have on the channel this season has grown absolutely massively. I've said it a few times on here. The first time me and Mickey did a live together, we had like 15 people watch us. And the growth that it's seen, the support that we get, people coming up to us at games and stuff, you know, talking about it. It's really, really appreciated. We love doing it. And that's why we carry on. And next season's going to be bigger and better. All the panel, you know, Joe, Chris, Ben, Omar, Dan, Jay, us two, we all appreciate the support you guys give us very, very much. So, and again, I'm going to push this last couple of weeks. Charity game at the Den, 17th of May. I am playing in the away team. So if you fancy coming and watching on a Friday night, Friday the 17th of May. And that's it for me. Mickey's muted at the moment for the benefit of the chat. I can't hear him at the moment and he's talking. So
Dan Riggs. Oh, sorry, I was talking to someone else. Dan Riggs, don't worry, mate. I can't do it from the new garden shed, mate, because you've changed the padlock. So, it's caught me out, I'm afraid, mate. So, yeah. Right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We will see you next Friday night.
1 second. Alex has just put a comment. Any plans for the Euros content? Yes.
Yes.
We will be doing some content for the Euros, mainly for the England games, because that's all anyone's really interested in anyway. But we will do. Yeah, but for the England games, really, would it?
It's going to go from that Millwall podcast to that England podcast. So pretty much the same thing, Friday night, Sunday nights, and we'll talk about, instead of talking about Millwall, it'll be about Euros. So, So we will be there over the summer, and we'll probably do some shows in the week with the other guys and all that lot.
Yep.
So, that's it. We are on 78 likes. We didn't make 100, but we'll probably make 100 when people watch it back. Because they care, unlike you lot, what don't seem to care about us and putting it to.
And they want
to
see. They want to see you do the dance.
So that's it. That is it. All finished for another week. We'll be back next Friday. Even we might have a pre-show. We don't know. Maybe to pre-up the weekend shows. Chat from Chaps will be having a round table with a few people. What got in touch with him? He will be sorting that out. And we'll let you know when that goes. But yeah, that's it. Thanks very much. See you again.
Language you don't usually hear on television. Millwall in London's Docklands.
Lockdown defence. All in Millwall. Ain't no free football or stand. Don't we hide our team? No one likes us, but we don't care. We're that Millwall from podcast. Loud as it's Friday night right here. Legends like Jimmy and Abdul take a share of a kitchen or two. Super Neil Harris, a fucking legend too. Through the good times when the strife will support the Lions all our life. This ain't no place for fancy things. This is fucking Millwall through and through. Located on our very own John Terry. The way that will come, let them have their say. Millwall till we die, that's the life.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.